Seven Supreme Court justices ruled in favor of voter ID in two cases, doing so 5-2 in one decision and 4-3 in the other. A couple hours later, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker was so pleased that he whipped out his wallet for the news media in Milwaukee and showed off his driver's license.
We think it's a common sense reform. You know, I have, like most people in this state, it's not much to get one of these. In fact, we even offer it for free for those who have a request, whether it's a state-issued ID card or a driver's license.
But civil rights groups note Wisconsin has required a certified birth certificate, which typically does cost money, to get a state-issued photo ID. The state Supreme Court tried to address that issue in its ruling by saying the state DOT could give out a photo ID without the birth certificate requirement, though the state would have some discretion on the handling of that. NAACP attorney Richard Sachs says it's a confusing recommendation.
This confusion and the murkiness created by this decision, where on the one hand, if the law does create an unconstitutional de facto poll tax, you know, on the other hand, the court saying, well, we presume that the Department of Transportation will act in a constitutional manner, that confusion is going to result in the continued denials of individuals trying to procure the right to vote.
The discussion may be moot if a federal appeals court keeps the lid on voter ID following a federal district court ruling this past spring against the law. Governor Walker says he does not expect photo IDs to be required for the November election. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.